This VPR News podcast is made possible by the financial support of our listeners. Please make a contribution at vpr.net. Thanks.
In the last 6 months, Vermont's growing opiate problem has received a lot of national attention. But it turns out that most of the other New England states are experiencing similar situations. In New Hampshire, the number of heroin-related overdoses has doubled in the past year. And in Connecticut, the number of overdoses has increased by almost 50%. Officials link a rise in burglaries and robberies to this drug activity. This is a major reason why the six New England governors will hold a regional drug summit next week in Massachusetts to develop a coordinated strategy to deal with this issue. Governor Peter Shumlin says it's a chance for the governors to compare notes on what approaches are working and which ones are not.
We've got a crisis on our hands. We've got a challenge collectively. It threatens our quality of life. How do we work together on cross-border issues, on treatment issues, on approaches that are more creative than just treating this as a crime, to ensure that we're treating it as the disease that it is and we're actually making progress?
Shumlin says one goal is to develop cross-border treatment options.
We can have folks who have waiting lists on one side of a state border for folks that are ready for treatment who cannot get compensation if they cross the border for treatment places where they actually have room.
And Shumlin says the other New England governors are interested in learning more about Vermont's new law that offers treatment instead of jail to some offenders.
The notion that we're going to have third-party assessors there as soon as someone's busted or when they bought them out without lines to treatment and be able to say to people, you have a choice. Assuming that you're not someone that we're scared of, you've got a choice. You can stay out of the criminal justice system altogether if you go into treatment and you succeed. And that's a huge sea change in the way we deal with opiate addiction.
While Massachusetts Governor Deval Patrick has criticized some health insurance companies in his state for blocking access to treatment, Shumlin says he's pleased with the way that Vermont's insurance carriers have made treatment options available. For VPR News, I'm Bob Kinzel in Montpelier.